ओम शांति। हाउ टू एंजॉय इजी योगी लाइफ, वुड यू लाइक दिस टॉपिक? वी ऑल वांट टू एंजॉय आवर लाइफ, एंड इफ लाइफ बिकम्स ए योगी लाइफ देन इट्स वंडरफुल लाइफ। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, टू सिंपल युक्ति इन ऑर्डर टू इंप्रूव आवर कंसंट्रेशन पावर। एंड सपोज सम टाइम यू फाइंड योगा वेरी डिफिकल्ट, माइंड फ्लक्चुएट्स हेयर एंड देयर, व्हाट टू डू एट दैट टाइम? यू कैन यूज दीज टू टेक्निक्स। सो वन फर्स्ट युक्ति इज टू इन्वोक बाप दादा, टू इन्वोक बाप दादा डाउन। हाउ? फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वी मस्ट हैव फुल फेथ इन वन थिंग, दीज आर बाबाज वर्सन्स। व्हेन एवर यू रिमेंबर मी, आई विल कम डाउन इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू। जस्ट कीप दिस वर्सन इन योर माइंड फर्मली। व्हेन एवर वी रिमेंबर बाबा और वी इन्वोक हिम डाउन, ही कम्स डाउन इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस। डू यू बिलीव इट? सो व्हाट टू डू? जस्ट गिव ए टेलीफोन टू बाप दादा। आई वुड से दैट एट लीस्ट 5 times ए डे यू शुड रिंग अप टू बाप दादा। यू कैन आस्क, हाउ आर यू बाबा, व्हाट आर यू डूइंग नाउ? सो प्रोबब्ली ही विल आंसर, आई वॉज लुकिंग एट यू, आर यू स्माइलिंग और क्राइंग? सो जस्ट आस्क हिम, बाबा प्लीज कम डाउन, एंड देन सी, विजुअलाइज प्रैक्टिकली दैट बाप दादा फ्रॉम सटिल वर्ल्ड आर कमिंग डाउन स्लोली एंड स्लोली। रेज आर स्प्रेडिंग आउट, डिवाइन रेज, वेरी पावरफुल एंजल इज जस्ट कमिंग डाउन। टेक 10 seconds इन दिस, कमिंग डाउन स्लोली एंड स्लोली, एंड जस्ट यू आर लुकिंग एट हिम, ही केम डाउन इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू। If you do 5 times a day, it takes 1 minute, half a minute, or sometimes 3 seconds only. You will experience that problems are solved automatically. Suppose you are somewhere in problem, very severe problem. You don't find any solution for that. Ask Baba, please come down. Don't ask, solve my problem. Be careful. Don't ask him, Baba, please solve my problem. Although he will do, but this is a new experience. Baba, please come down. He will come down. And where there is God, victory is there. Victory, success, solution will come automatically there if Baba comes down. I am teaching this yukti everywhere now in India, and specifically mothers, they are enjoying it very much. So I ask them, same thing I ask you, that 5 times a day you invoke Baba in your home and feel that Baba came down, he is spreading peace, purity, might in your home for a minute. And you will experience after some days. Of course, in beginning, you can think it's like an imagination. Okay, we agree to this. But after 5-7 days, you will experience that literally Bap Dada came down in my home. And he spread very powerful vibrations. So all problems of your home, calamities, negativity, effect of outside's impression, effect of any soul, evil soul, ghost or any powerful thing will end. And mind will become quiet, still, stable. Can you do this? If you work in an office or anywhere, you just do this and see practical result of this. First, I got so many experience of this. Whenever there is any problem, I just invoke Baba, problem end. Second yukti, and I would add that in the morning, when you open your eyes, first of all, invoke Baba Dada in front of you, and thus feel that God Himself has become guest in my home. God as a guest. And He has come down to give me everything, all treasures, many blessings. You can receive drashti from Him directly, face to face. And it will solve that problem which many Brahmins are facing, that they can't go in subtle world, and if they go, they come down soon. And Baba asks always that you should receive Baba's drashti every morning. And it will become easiest method to experience drashti. Second thing, you can start your yoga with one practice sometime. In order to stabilize your mind and intellect, before this, we all should keep one thought in our mind that all souls of this world now need our good vibrations. Do you think so? Always remind yourself 2-3 times a day that this entire world needs my vibrations, Baba's vibrations through me. You know, now a big calamity took place in Pakistan and in India, Kashmir, north side, and many thousand people died. And many lost everything, their home, their property. Many families lost everything. So a big calamity, a big scene of destruction, practical destruction. Heavy rain, no roof, heavy rain, cold, no blanket, no cloth, only with one dress. We can imagine their mental state now. So if we give them sakas, Baba used this word, you know, sakas, good vibrations. So our sakas will make them feel support. Otherwise they are complaining, crying that government is doing nothing for them. And one very important thing, just please note down, listen carefully. They will go beyond the consciousness of time. Their time, say whole night, 8 hours of night, will pass away like this. Just as we know when we are in soul world. So we are beyond the consciousness of time. There is no time, no feeling of day and night. Our 1 hour can pass easily like 1 minute. Likewise, if we give sakas to these souls, their time, such time, where they have to wait for many things, because this waiting makes them very irritated, tense. Many souls don't accept it. So they complain against this facility, government, administration, police, military, that people are not giving cooperation to them. But if we give them sakas, they will experience that some angels are here. They are giving support to them. Such time will come soon when in such calamities, in such a critical time, many, many people of the world, they may belong with any religion of the world, but they will experience angels are here. So as soon as they see angels, they will get peace and support that God has sent His angels to cooperate with us. People will experience this way. So we have to give sakas, good vibrations to the world. So what should we do when you find yoga very difficult? Specifically for that time I am suggesting you this method of yoga, or any time you can do. You can choose just 25 cities or countries. Keep it in your mind that now I go over England. I am there giving vibrations of peace down to the souls. Do this for 3 seconds in the beginning. Then I went over America, giving the vibrations of purity. Then I went over France, gave vibrations there. Like this. You can choose 25 places. And method we know that first of all, we will experience for 3 seconds that Baba's vibrations are coming down to me, and from me they are going out, going to the souls. So this is simple method. And go from one city to another, from one country to another. Do this for 25 places. And after 5 or 10 minutes, you will enjoy yourself, mind will become stable, and then yoga becomes easy this way. It's okay, do you like this? Very simple. One thing, how to write chart. Because we have to become karma yogi. Yoga, when we are in our work, in our lokic job, in office, business, walking, talking, all the time, we must be in higher consciousness. We must experience that Baba is with me. So one thought, just a thought, no practice, that Almighty Baba is with me. Just 15 days before, this verse came in Baba's Murli, that if you remember that Almighty Baba is with you, His power will enter in you. A wonderful version. Baba mentioned this way. Just remember that Almighty is with me and His powers will come to me. Soul will receive His power. So, such thoughts you should pick up from Murlis, write them down and use them in your practical practices. So, I would say one thing before going to the topic, how to write chart. At least 25 points, very powerful points or useful points, points of intoxication, you should keep always with you. Write down some points from Baba's Murli. They will give you lot of support in practical life. At the time when yoga is difficult, when you have to face problems, just as I remind you some points of Baba's Murli. In last season, Baba had mentioned, those who who are always in self-respect. Baba himself is responsible for them. And those who are always upset, they themselves are responsible for them. Hindi words are quite similar. Seat, set. In English too, seat, set. So those who are sitting on the seat of self-respect, Baba is responsible for them. And those who get upset, they themselves are responsible for them. So if we remember such point, then new awareness will enter our mind and many things will become easy. One very powerful point from Baba's Murli, which I brought into my practice many times. If you keep sitting on the seat of a detached observer, just observe, just look, whatever is going on in this world. In Hindi, for this word is very beautiful, sakshi, detached observer, sakshi, detached. Just look everything being detached. So, sakshi. So when you keep sitting on the seat of a detached observer, all problems will finish automatically. Because by such practice, our power of thought will destroy every kind of negativity from our life. I used to remind one very powerful thought or version from Baba's Murli, which I brought into my practice from last 30 years. Baba's version, Baba mentioned once, 30 years before, what are the problems? And he mentioned that problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. So a thought came up in my mind that if a weak mind creates the problem, so a powerful mind will destroy them. Weak mind creates the problem, powerful mind destroy them. So I made so many experiments. If there are problems, just create powerful thoughts, and the energy of that powerful thought will destroy those problems. Similarly, I would remind you one version of Baba's Murli, one point of knowledge. I have suggested you to write down 25 points. Select by your own self. Choose them from Murli and use them in your practical life. So one thought, very powerful thought, which I also used in my life, I am using. Those who are Master Almighty, they can do everything with the power of their thoughts only. Just with the power of thought, they can do everything. So such points remind us the power of knowledge. And this power of knowledge is a big support for good yoga. In order to enjoy life, to make mind peaceful, thoughtless, stress-free, we need power of knowledge also. Not only the power of yoga, but power of knowledge too. Are you agree to it? Power of knowledge. How to write a chart? Would you like writing chart? I would give such a simple yukti that you would all would like it. Everyone would like it. Many yuktis, which I have done in my life. Not just I have made research or made points, find out the points. One very simple, the most simple yukti to write one point chart. One point is very easy for everyone. Before I go in the detail of charts, one thing, that our approach of writing charts should not be negative. Negative means, did I do this? For example, suppose you write in your chart, did I waste my time today? So every day you will have to write, yes. And when you write yes for 5 days, what will happen then? On 6th, you will say, waste of time, leave it. So, for writing chart, positive approach, or very simple way, you can write down one point chart. And this chart, you have not to write at night, but in the beginning of the day, in the morning, you fix up one point in your mind that today I will do this practice whole day. Say, once per hour, 2 times per hour, 25 times a day. You can fix up your own numbers. Just, I give you some example. You can choose new points every day. And you know, in Murlis there are so many points of practice, that today I will practice that I am a soul and I have entered this body. Just I have entered this body, I am sitting here, I am the master of body, master of sense organs, I am separate from this body. Just remind yourself this way, once in the beginning, and then whole day, whenever you create this thought in your mind, I have entered this body, you will experience bodilessness. Very simple way, at night you can just check how many times did I practice it. So, it will not make you frustrated that I did nothing. If you fix up 25 times, at least 10 times you will do. And it will encourage you that tomorrow I will do 15 times. Second day, that today just I will practice, I am Master Almighty or Might House. And from each part of my body, rays of might is spreading out. I am such a Might House in this world. 2 times per hour. 2 times per hour this practice is very good, very useful, very effective for us. Then what will happen? That the effect of other human beings, the effect of negative vibrations, effect of impure vibrations, any evil effect of this world will not enter your aura. Your aura will become very powerful. Very powerful. As soon as you practice, I am Master Almighty, here becomes very powerful aura around you. And any negative things will not enter this aura. Because in this aura, godly powers are mixed up with our powers. Third day, just I will practice once an hour, that Almighty Baba is canopy of protection over my head. Just visualize this for 10 seconds. And if you do this 10 seconds per hour, your whole day will become stress-free, problem-free. Like this. I would not say, speak many points, I can tell you 15 points, but I like that you yourself must find out your own points. For writing chart, one thing is very important, that one chart cannot be written by all. Because everyone's mentality is different, everyone's way of making progress is different, everyone's sanskaras are different, so you must make your own chart. Second way of writing chart, you can make a 3 points chart, either for a day or for a week. Now this is second yukti, you can make your weekly programs. I can say it's a program for a week, because keeping a destination in your mind, an aim, powerful aim, that I have to reach to this target within a week, it will encourage you. If there is no aim in your mind, you think just you have to practice yoga, you have to increase your yoga chart, it will not work. Final aim we know, we have to become perfect, we have to become Bab Saman, we have to become like Lakshmi and Narayana or Karmatit, we know it. But in order to achieve this final destination, we must make our weekly destinations, weekly programs, that within a week, by the end of the week, I will reach up to this, up to this, up to this. So 3 point program, one point for yoga. Here can be different methods of yoga practice. So you can choose one for a week. Second thing, 1 point of self-respect for a week. First of all, take one thought of self-respect, churn it, so that your subconscious mind accept it. Because many times, we all know, our subconscious mind, our inner conscience reject it. For example, if we say, I am a great soul. So what our inner conscience reply? No, you are not great. You have to become great. So I remember one Muli of 1982, for the first time, about one thing, my mind became very clear, because we all think that we have to become perfectly pure. In that Muli, Baba very clearly mentioned, don't think that you have to become completely pure, but think you are perfectly pure. So Baba gave this new idea, a new point of self-respect, I am a supremely pure soul. So since that day, I started to accept everything, that whatever Baba says as a self-respect, titles, we have to accept it. Our subconscious mind reject it. But God is saying, because He know myself, He know what I am, what are my powers, what I did throughout this cycle, how much pure I am, I don't know. So when He is speaking a true thing, fact about me, I must accept it. I give you one example for this. So before going to the example, I finish third point, 1 point of dharana. Dharana, any divine quality. And I would say that you can write down 16 points of divine qualities and take one by one for a week, just as love for all souls, 1 point. Love, create love fulfilling for everyone. Good wishes for all, easy nature, easy, very soft, very light, fearlessness, like this. Make a list of 16 dharana points, which you need very much in your life. And this way make a 3-point program for a week, next week change it. Change is important. So I was giving that example, very practical thing. One brother from a foreign country, he was in knowledge for 10 years, he came to me. Directly he came to me. As soon as he got down on the transport, he came to me. And just straightforward he said, "Brother Surya, I am dying. Please save me." I asked him, "What is wrong with you?" He answered that, "All dharana I have left. I am smoking, eating this, this, this. Of course, my purity is still with me. I am thinking to leave Baba. But I have come to you that you can protect me." I asked him that, "Get fresh, go in Baba's room first, then come to me, you are here, I am here, no problem, I will help with you." He said, "No, I want help just now." He was very much upset. He said that, "I am a center in charge, and in my center there are 50 souls coming in center, 50 Baba children, so I am just living for them, otherwise I would have died." So I asked him that in next 24 hours you should practice one thought of self-respect that I am a great soul. Immediately he answered, "I am not great. How can I practice I am a great soul?" It was very practical. Then I asked him one question, that in Bharat, in India, here are 5 great Shankaracharya. You know the name Shankaracharya? Great guru of Hindu religion. You please go to them and ask them, "Do you meet God? Did you meet God sometime?" What would be their answer? He said, "No, they did not meet God." And I asked him, "How many times did you meet God?" He said, 10 times. Now, thrilling in his body, some change on his face. So I reminded him, "You met 10 times to God, and you say you are not a great soul." And those gurus who never met God, they are great souls in the world. "Are you not great?" He said, "No, yes, I am great." Then I asked him again that in next 24 hours you practice this thought 108 times. "I am a great soul." And try to let it go inside you, in your subconscious mind. Try to make it enter inside your heart, inside your subconscious mind. He did. Next time, same time, 9 o'clock, he came in my room. I saw his face. That day his face was yellow, this day his face became red. I understood that everything has improved. He said, just in one line, "I'm okay now." And he's coming every year, I see him. So this is very important, to accept the titles, to accept the thoughts which Baba has given to us. He says, "You are Master Almighty. I have given you all of my powers. The powers which I had, now you also have those powers." And we say, "No, Baba, I don't have power of tolerance." He says, "No, I have given to you." And we say, "No, it has not come to me." So where it has gone? So just talk to yourself this way. talk to yourself, that when God Himself is saying, I have given you all of my powers, so definitely they have come to me. I have to accept it. And the moment our subconscious mind accepts this truth, we become the embodiment of all powers. Just this difference, this is the difference, we have to finish this difference, and our life will become the embodiment of everything. Third method of writing chart, if sometime you experience in your life that maya or problems or so many challenges are coming to you again and again, so just take one thought of self-respect. You can choose 7 thoughts of self-respect for 7 days and bring them into your practice. Very, very like tapasya, doing tapasya. You have to do tapasya, intense practice. I can suggest one thing. If you are in many problems in your life, just spare one day and practice any thought of self-respect 1,000 times. It just to repeat, like chanting mantra, and it will solve the problem of life. Since I was thinking, what is the power of mantras? Now, a very good point for you in order to explain to others too, and for self too. When a person chant a mantra, just a mantra you know very well, Om Namo Shivaya. You know this? In Baba's Murli it comes always, Om Namo Shivaya. Salutations to Shiv Baba, Om Namo Shivaya. Om is a word they use for God. Namo means salutations. Shivaya, Shiva, to Shiv Baba. So just suppose a person is repeating this thought, chanting, Om Namo Shivaya. In a beautiful way they used to chant it, Om Namo Shivaya. So what will happen after some time? Their mind will become stable on one thought only, Om Namo Shivaya. Nothing else will remain in their mind. Om Namo Shivaya. So this one thought will create maximum energy. And it will go to the brain first. First of all, our vibrations enter our brain. They influence all centers of our brain. They create many new things. They destroy many old things. We must know this fact. So suppose you are repeating this one thought, I am a great soul. You are repeating, repeating, repeating. In beginning, mind will not enjoy, but after half an hour, mind will accept it and will start enjoying. So what will happen then? Mind will become stable in one thought, I am a great soul. And this one thought from here will create very pure energy. It will enter your brain, will open many blockages, will give you new realization, new experience, and your bright day will start. So this is also, I have made so many experiments like this, and I have noticed that big, big problems have been solved in a day. In a day just. I am Master Almighty. I am a victorious jewel. Very good thought. I am a victorious jewel. If you work on this thought, you will experience always victory in your life. Just become the embodiment of this thought, I am a victorious jewel. Victory is my birthright. God has blessed me with this blessing that you are a victorious jewel. Just try to receive it. Let your subconscious mind accept it. I am a victorious jewel. and you will experience in your laukik life or Brahmin life, job hours or your free hours, that you are getting victory everywhere. So these are the magic of these thoughts. So this way you can write a chart, 1 point of self-respect only for 7 days, 7 points, and it can become very easy. So these are different techniques of writing chart. I mean to say, make your own plan to progress. Don't think that others will give you a new plan. Your own plan will be better for you. I used to think always about one thing. Just try to understand me. Don't take it otherwise. We have to follow Baba, Brahma Baba. But we don't have renunciation like him. We don't have dedication like him. We don't have purity like him. We don't have love for all souls like him. We don't have good wishes for everyone like him. So how can we follow that whatever Baba did, I will do that? It becomes hard, difficult, or I can say sometimes very impossible. Therefore, I say always, make your own path. We can never follow others' path. Are you agree to me? Make your own path. You can know in a better way, how can I make progress? What I can do easily? So this way, we can make very good progress in our life. Now, I would remind you one very powerful thought and very easy practice to do in our yogi life. That is, in Sakar Murli, just 2 months before this line came, that those who practice one thing, I am a soul here, then I am in soul world. In a second, I am here. In a second, I am there. Just with the feelings, with the experience, I am here. I am the master of the body. Then again, I am in soul world. Again, I am here. So those who get such controlling power, they will control the world. Those who got such controlling power, they will control the world. So very simple practice we should do always for both purposes, in order to control our mind, in order to experience bodilessness, for increasing our concentration power. Just visualize yourself soul here and feel that very powerful rays are spreading in all directions. And just after 5 seconds, my body also got disappeared. And I am an incorporeal form. Just bring yourself in this incorporeal form, nirakari form, incorporeal. Just only soul is here, nothing else. No body, no world. You can create such thoughts in the mind that this is the time of very end. Destruction took place. Many souls have gone back. Nothing is left behind. Only me, the soul, is here. See yourself in that incorporeal form. And then I went to soul world. Entire peace of that soul world is just coming to me. I am absorbing entire peace of soul world. Becoming a peace house, I came down here. I am in the body, vibrating peace. This is a drill. You can do this. It will make many things easy. So lastly, I will say that in order to enjoy yogi life, one should create very good thoughts in the mind. Not just I have to remember yoga, Baba, I have to practice yoga, but when you sit in yoga or when there is traffic control time, keep a theme in your mind that now I will do this. I will give peace to the world. Now I will give pure vibrations to the world. Now I will practice this drill in a second here, in a second there. Now I will practice five form. So if you give a theme to your mind, then mind will become stable easily. Although here are many other techniques to enjoy yoga, but just simply from Baba, vibrations of peace are coming down to me for 5 seconds. Then vibrations of purity are coming to me for 5 seconds. Then vibrations of might are coming to me 5 seconds. Then 10 seconds. Then 1 minute. Focus on these 3 types of vibrations, peace, purity, might, and yoga will become easy. Om Shanti. So let us sit now for 3-5 minutes in this experience, vibrations of peace, vibrations of purity, vibrations of might are coming down to me.